It's time to welcome to the program Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Andrew, hello. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, very good morning, Mr. Dickens.
Yes, well, I'm hoping for a very good morning because I hear you've got some very positive news to start us off on. And remarkably, it's about infrastructure.
Yeah, look, Andrew, I'm constantly on the lookout for stories that sort of run counter to, or I suppose soften the mood of the gloomy economic pond that we find ourselves swimming around in at the moment. And we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the wheels of commerce do keep turning. You know, there's still activity going on. So, yes, I thought I'd highlight an update from Contact. So this was an announcement to the NZX yesterday, a significant milestone relating to Tauhara. Now, Tauhara is Contact's new geothermal plant. It's near Taupo. It's a low carbon emission geothermal plant. Now, construction was commenced in 2021 and now it's good to go. They've successfully completed a reliability run. They are now undertaking full commissioning activities. So that they did a what they call a 30-day reliability run that was completed on 24th of June just to make sure everything works. Once it's up and running, it will generate about 152 megawatts of power. Later in 2025, that capacity will be increased to 174 megawatts. It's a key part of a strategy called Contact 26. That's Contact's sort of plan of action for 5 years ending 2026. It's building renewable generation, leading the transition to renewables, decarbonizing power generation. That's all very positive. Now, unfortunately, the share price of Contact on the NZX fell yesterday. Now, it seems to be driven by a couple of comments in the announcement made about having to, when they have to meet geothermal plants, just and they it's not the only geothermal plant they have. You do get outages with geothermal plants, and looking ahead, they have to then go and acquire generation to replace that. Now, as we know, gas deliveries in future are going to be lower, so the cost of acquiring that generation will be higher. Now, on a positive side, they're lifting their dividend. And their earnings expected in 2025 are higher than previously thought. But they made a comment about they're not expecting further increases in the dividend. And the market seems to be focusing on those, the sort of more negative aspects of that outlook. So the share price was down 4%. But there'll be a shiny new plant operating just outside of Taupo.
Yes, yep. You started so well and then you told us the prices will go up. So there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about political risk and financial markets at the moment.
Yeah, so let's talk political risk. It's a huge year politically around the world. We all sort of, I suppose, were aware of that. But this brings political risk for financial markets. And what tends to happen is we get an increase in volatility around the events. Then the underlying themes, the big macro themes, they don't go away. They tend to reassert themselves. Now, this last week has certainly illustrated that there is potential for change and unexpected results. Now, right now, I'm sort of talking at the moment about the UK election, the French election. There's no immediate impacts for New Zealand, but that doesn't mean to say there aren't medium-term implications for things like trade. But financial markets crave certainty and tend to react negatively to uncertainty. Now, the UK election result, big swing left, that was expected. UK markets have been relatively resilient. The FTSE 100, it did fall 1.3% in June, and the market reached a recent high in May. It's down about 3% from that point, but I would say resilient is a reasonable sort of description. Now, the French election result over the weekend could be potentially more destabilizing. Emmanuel Macron has been associated with a business-friendly agenda. He's talked about cutting red tape. He's talked about labor market reform. Now, if you think about it, a potential coalition with these new far-left groups could present barriers to a continuation of that. But at the moment, Andrew, and I don't profess to be a political expert, but we're not even sure what the resulting government actually looks like. Then there are repercussions for things like the EU. France is a big key player in the EU. It means it has to be mindful of things like its deficit, and a sort of a far-left coalition, including a far-left coalition, may have implications for that. The French share market, if we look at what is called the CAC 40, the top 40, it's down about 7% from its recent high, so it's holding in there, but more of a reaction on that than there was on the UK one. And then, of course, we have the US election later in the year, but we will talk about that as the year unfolds.
Very good. Got some numbers for us.
I do. The Dow Jones is down 45 points as we look at it, 39,330. The S&P 500 up 2, 5569, and the NASDAQ up 41, 18,393. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 10 points, 8193. The Nikkei, 40,780, down 0.3%. Shanghai Composite fell almost 1%, 2922. And the Aussies yesterday lost three quarters of 0.4%, closing at 7763. And we lost 49 points, 0.4% to the NZX 50, 11,745. On the wholesale markets, one Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6132 US, 0.9095 Aussie, 0.5661 euro, 0.4784 pounds, 98.55 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,358. Brent crude, $85.70.
Excellent as always, Andrew. Thank you so very, very much. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth.